in love. You know, sculptors, they love people that paint pictures. All you need to do is set up an easel, get a canvas, some paints and brushes, a loaf of French bread, little jug of wine, slice of cheese, and 5 gallons of gasoline. What you do is, you know how they close down Beach Drive and Rock Creek Park every weekend? There's people hiking and bike riding. That's where you set up your easel. Some place where you can see it from the roadway. And behind the bushes nearby, you pour the gasoline on the ground. In a 3-foot circle. I mean, soak the ground with gasoline. And then you set up your easel, and you just paint. Doesn't matter if you can't paint. Then women will come walking over, even if you just got splotches. You say, well, I'm doing an impressionist type thing. When I was studying in France.
Oh, really? You studied in France?
Yes, when I was studying in France, I learned that the best way to begin a portrait is to begin with splotches of color, splashes of brilliance. You see, you don't even have to go after these women. When you sit there painting, they'll come walk over to look at you. When you find the one you like, you say, you know, I was going to paint the Rock Creek right here and the trees, but, man, I think the prettiest thing around here is your face. You mind if I,
just sit down right over here. Just take her by the shoulders, lead her for a place to sit down, and make believe you're painting her face.
Just look at her. It'll give you an excuse to stare at her. Because she'll be sitting there so flattered that you want to paint her. Stare at her. Appraise her attributes. Walk over as though to adjust her head to a different angle. Lightly touch her chin. You see, as an artist, you have certain liberties. You can stroke her jawbone and say, ooh, look at the perfect way your face flows together. Your face was almost put together as a portrait. Look at the lines of your nose. You see, you can run your fingertips across her downy, smooth, supple skin. That's it. Sit up. That's right. Yes, your pouting bosom. Forgive me, but crush your lips on hers. Offer her a piece of your French bread. Slice some cheese. Pour her a little wine. Talk to her. Feel her. Every now and then, brush the hair from her eyes. You're an artiste. Soon she'll be captivated by this mystery man who paints in Rock Creek Park. And you'll be behind the bushes. Make sure as you strip down that you put her clothing in that 3-foot circle you inundated with gasoline. That way, after you cut your zesty slice and you're smoking your camel, you can make an easy getaway. You just flick the cigarette butt right near that circle and poof, the clothing will go right up in flames. And you hop on your bike and pedal away.
The wackiness never ends. It's the Grease Man Show on DC 101.
Yeah, man.